Closing disclosure. Effective October 3, 2015, most closings must be conducted using the closing disclosure form, which replaced the HUD 1 settlement statement that had been in use for over 40 years. While the closing disclosure form has most of the information contained in the old HUD 1 form, it is organized very differently. The closing disclosure form is closely tied to the loan estimate form, which replaced the old good faith estimate. Closing disclosure, page 1. General information. General information, the loan terms table, the projected payments table, and the costs at closing table are on the first page of the closing disclosure. Closing information. Closing information includes the following information: the date issued, or the date the closing disclosure is delivered to the consumer; the closing date; the disbursement date; the name of the settlement agent, file number, or the settlement agent's file number; the property address or location; and the sale price, appraised property value or estimated property value. The appraised property value of the property securing the loan is used for transactions without a seller, like refinancing. The estimated property value of the property securing the loan is used if the creditor has not obtained an appraisal for transactions without a seller. Transaction information. The name and address of each consumer and seller in the transaction must be listed. If there is not enough space to show the name and address of all consumers and sellers in the transaction, an additional page may be used and appended to the end of the closing disclosure. Loan information. Loan information includes the loan term, purpose, product, loan type, the creditor's loan identification number, and mortgage insurance case number. The information provided for loan term, purpose, product, loan type, and loan ID number is determined by the same definitions for those items on the loan estimate. These items are updated to reflect the terms of the legal obligation at consummation. Loan terms. The loan terms table on the closing disclosure includes the same information required to be disclosed on the loan estimate, updated to reflect the terms of the legal obligation at consummation. Projected payments. The projected payments table on the closing disclosure includes the same information required to be disclosed on the projected payments table disclosed on the loan estimate, updated to reflect the terms of the legal obligation at consummation. Costs at closing. The costs at closing table includes the total amount indicated as total closing costs in the other costs table disclosed on page 2. Total closing costs are also itemized to show the total loan costs, the total other costs, and lender credits from the total closing costs subheading disclosed on page 2. Also, the estimated amount of cash the consumer will pay or receive at closing is calculated as cash to close. This amount is the same as the cash to close calculated in the calculating cash to close table on page 3. Closing disclosure, page 2. Page 2 lists the amounts paid by the consumer, seller, and others for each item. For items paid by the consumer or seller, the amount that is paid at or before closing is also entered into the applicable columns. Loan costs. The items in the loan cost table should generally be the same as they were on the loan estimate, updated to reflect the terms of the legal obligation at consummation, except as specifically discussed below. Origination charges, loan originator compensation. Loan originator compensation is disclosed as origination charges, even though loan originator compensation is not disclosed on the loan estimate. Compensation from the consumer to a third-party loan originator is designated as borrower paid at closing or before closing on the closing disclosure. Compensation from the creditor to a third-party loan originator is designated as paid by others on the closing disclosure. A designation of L can be listed with the amount to indicate that the creditor pays the compensation at consummation. The amount of compensation from the creditor to the third-party loan originator is the same as the amount of third-party compensation included in points and fees for purposes of determining the consumer's ability to pay the loan. Services the consumer did and did not shop for. Items that the consumer could have shopped for but did not are disclosed in the services borrower did not shop for subheading, regardless of where the item was disclosed on the loan estimate. When a consumer chooses a provider that was on the written list of providers for a service, that service is listed as services borrower did not shop for in the closing disclosure loan costs table. Total loan costs. The amounts that are designated as borrower paid at or before closing are subtotaled as total loan costs, borrower paid. The amounts that are designated seller paid at or before closing and paid by others are not subtotaled as total loan costs, borrower paid. Other costs. The items to be included in the other costs table are the same as they are on the loan estimate, updated to reflect the terms of the legal obligation and real estate transaction at consummation, except as specifically discussed below. Taxes and other government fees. An itemization of transfer taxes paid by the consumer and the seller is listed under the heading Taxes and Other Government Fees, instead of the sum total of transfer taxes to be paid by the consumer. Prepaids. Prepaids are items to be paid by the consumer in advance of the first scheduled payment of the loan. Prepaids are homeowner's insurance premium, mortgage insurance premium, prepaid interest, property taxes, and a maximum of three additional items. Each item must include the applicable time period covered by the amount to be paid by the consumer and the total amount to be paid. Initial escrow payment at closing. Property taxes paid during different time periods can be listed as separate items. For example, general property taxes assessed for January 1st to December 31st, and property taxes to fund schools for November 1st to October 31st can be entered as separate items. The last item disclosed in the initial escrow payment at closing is the aggregate adjustment. The aggregate adjustment is calculated under Regulation X. Other items listed as other reflect costs incurred by the consumer or seller that were not required to be disclosed on the loan estimate. These costs include real estate brokerage fees, homeowner or condominium association fees paid at consummation, home warranties, inspection fees, and other fees paid at closing that are not required by the creditor or otherwise required to be disclosed elsewhere on the closing disclosure. The amount of an earnest money deposit does not affect the amount of real estate commissions paid by the consumer or seller on the closing disclosure, even if the earnest money deposit is held by the real estate brokerage. Total other costs and total closing costs. The total of all closing costs paid by the consumer, reduced by the lender credit, is entered as total closing costs, borrower paid. The total of items designated as borrower paid, at or before closing, seller paid at or before closing, and paid by others are disclosed as closing cost subtotals. Lastly, the total amount of lender credits, if any, are disclosed and designated as borrower paid at closing. Lender credits. All general lender credits, regardless of their reason or source, are included as lender credits. However, if the lender credit is attributable to a charge listed on closing disclosure page 2, then the amount should be listed with the item and designated as paid by others. A designation of L can be listed with the amount to indicate that the creditor pays the item at consummation. The creditor should include the amount of any offset to resolve an excess charge by the creditor as lender credits. A statement that such an amount is paid by the creditor to offset an excess charge with funds other than closing funds is also included as part of lender credits. Closing disclosure, page 3. Calculating cash to close. The calculating cash to close table has 9 items listed in the table. Total closing costs. Closing costs paid before closing. Closing cost financed, paid from your loan amount. Down payment, funds from borrower. Deposit, funds for borrower. Seller credits, adjustments and other credits, and cash to close. The table has three columns to disclose the amount for each item as it was disclosed on the loan estimate, the final amount for the item, and an answer to the question, did this change? Generally, the amount entered in the loan estimate column is the same as the amount on the loan estimate or a revised loan estimate. The amounts in the loan estimate column are rounded to the nearest dollar in order to match the corresponding amount on the loan estimate calculating cash to close table. The amounts in the final column are calculated using the same methods that were used for the calculating cash to close table on the loan estimate, except that the amounts used to determine the amounts are the amounts disclosed on the closing disclosure or determined at consummation. When the answer to the question, "Did this change?" is yes, indicate where the consumer can find the amounts that have changed on the loan estimate. For example, if the seller credit amount changed, the creditor can indicate that the consumer should see seller credits in Section L. Total closing costs. In the final column, total closing costs is the same amount as the amount entered as total closing costs, borrower paid, on page 2 of the closing disclosure. When the amount in the final column is different from the amount in the loan estimate column, the consumer should see the total loan costs or total other cost tables, as applicable, on page 2 of the closing disclosure. Increases in total closing costs that exceed the legal limits. When the increase in total closing costs exceeds the legal limits, it must be disclosed. A statement directing the consumer to the lender credit on page 2 is also included if a credit to the consumer at closing for the excess amount is provided by the creditor. Closing costs paid before closing. The amount disclosed in the loan estimate column for the closing costs, paid before closing item, is $0. The final column should disclose the same amount designated as borrower paid before closing in the closing costs, subtotals of the other costs table, on page 2 of the closing disclosure. Summaries of transactions. The summaries of transactions table is used to disclose the amounts associated with the real estate purchase transaction between the consumer and seller. Generally, the summaries of transactions table is similar to the summary of borrower's transaction and summary of seller's transaction tables on the HUD. One settlement statement. There are some modifications to the closing disclosure related to the handling of the disclosure of the consumer's deposit, the disclosure of credits, and other matters discussed below. Borrower's transaction. A creditor can work with a settlement agent, and the settlement agent can disclose the borrower's transaction column of the summaries of transactions table. Any references to the creditor would apply to the settlement agent when the settlement agent prepares the borrower's transaction column. Due from borrower at closing. The amount due from borrower at closing is the sum of sale price of property, sale price of any personal property included in sale, closing costs paid at closing, other consumer charges, adjustments, and adjustments for items paid by the seller in advance, pursuant to the terms of the real estate sale contract. Personal property is defined by state law, but could include such items as carpets, drapes, and appliances. Manufactured homes are not considered personal property for the closing disclosure. Closing costs paid at closing is the amount designated as borrower paid at closing on page 2 of the closing disclosure. Other consumer charges owed by the consumer in the real estate closing, not otherwise disclosed on page 2 of the closing disclosure, are shown as due from borrower at closing examples, include amounts paid to any existing holders of liens on the property in a refinance transaction, and any outstanding real estate property taxes. These amounts appear without a corresponding credit in the seller's transaction column. Adjustments due from the consumer to be paid to the seller are disclosed in two places. First, amounts owed by the consumer that are neither disclosed on closing disclosure page 2 nor specifically required to be disclosed as due from borrower at closing. Examples of these amounts include a balance in a seller's reserve account transferred to the consumer in connection with an assumed loan, rent that the consumer will collect after closing for a period of time prior to the closing, and the treatment of any tenant security deposit. Second, additional adjustments are listed along with the time period associated with the adjustments. Examples include taxes paid in advance for an entire year when the closing occurs prior to the expiration of the year, flood or hazard insurance premiums when the consumer is being substituted as an insured under the same policy, mortgage insurance in connection with an assumed loan, planned unit development or condominium association assessments paid in advance, fuel or other supplies on hand purchased by the seller which the consumer will use when the consumer takes possession of the property, and ground rent paid in advance by the seller, paid already by or on behalf of borrower at closing. The amount paid already by or on behalf of borrower at closing is the sum of deposit, loan amount, existing loans assumed or taken subject to, seller credits, other credits, and adjustments for items unpaid by seller pursuant to the terms of the real estate sale contract. Deposit is the amount paid into a trust account by the consumer pursuant to a contract of sale. If the deposit has been applied toward a closing cost paid by the consumer, the amount so applied should be deducted from the amount of the deposit. No deduction in the amount of the deposit is to be made for the payment of any real estate compensation disclosed on page 2 of the closing disclosure. Existing loans assumed is the total amount of all loans that the consumer is assuming in the transaction. Seller credits include any general credit to the consumer from the seller and includes a seller making an allowance to the consumer for items to purchase separately. However, if the seller's agreement is attributable to a charge listed on closing disclosure page 2, then the amount should be listed with the item and designated as seller paid at closing or seller paid before closing on closing disclosure page 2. Seller credits include any seller credits for issues identified at a walkthrough of the property. Other credits include a general credit from any party other than the seller or creditor. One example is a credit a consumer receives from a real estate agent. A description of the credit and the name of the party giving the credit must also be included. However, if the credit or rebate is attributable to a charge listed on page 2 of the closing disclosure, then the amount will be listed with the item and designated as paid by others on closing disclosure page 2. Other credits include any transferred escrow balance in a refinance transaction. Other credits also include a credit for any money or other payments made by family members associated with the transaction, along with a description of the nature of the funds. Adjustments for items unpaid by seller are amounts due to the consumer to be paid by the seller and are disclosed in two places. First, items are disclosed along with the time period associated with the item. Examples include taxes paid in arrears for an entire year when the closing occurs prior to the payment date, flood or hazard insurance premiums when the consumer is being substituted as an insured under the same policy, mortgage insurance in connection with an assumed loan, planned unit development or condominium assessments not yet paid, and ground rent not yet paid by the seller. Second, additional amounts owed by the seller that are not disclosed on page 2 or specifically included as due from seller at closing. Examples of these amounts include utilities used but not paid for by the seller, rent collected in advance by the seller for a period extending beyond the closing date, and interest on loan assumptions, cash to close to or from borrower. Included under a subheading of calculation is the total due from the borrower at closing as a positive number, total paid already by or on behalf of the borrower at closing as a negative number, the sum of total due from the borrower at closing and total paid already by or on behalf of the borrower at closing. The sum as cash to close from borrower is entered when the sum is a positive number, and cash to close to borrower when the result is a negative number. The sum is disclosed as a positive number in either event. Seller's transactions. The settlement agent completes the seller's transaction column of the summaries of transactions table. Due to seller at closing. The amount due to seller at closing is the sum of the sale price of the property, sale price of any personal property included in sale, adjustments, and adjustments for items paid by seller in advance due to the seller. Personal property is defined by state law, but could include such items as carpets, drapes, and appliances. Manufactured homes are not considered personal property for the closing disclosure. Adjustments due from the consumer to be paid to the seller are disclosed in two categories. First, amounts owed by the consumer that are neither disclosed on page 2 nor specifically required to be disclosed as due from borrower. At closing, examples of these amounts include a balance in a seller's reserve account transferred to the consumer in connection with an assumed loan, rent that the consumer will collect after closing for a period of time prior to the closing, and the treatment of any tenant security deposit. Second, adjustments for items paid by seller in advance are listed along with the time period associated with the adjustment. Examples include taxes paid in advance for an entire year when the closing occurs prior to the end of the year, flood or hazard insurance premiums when the consumer is being substituted as an insured under the same policy, mortgage insurance in connection with an assumed loan, planned unit development or condominium association assessments paid in advance, fuel or other supplies on hand purchased by the seller, which the consumer will use when the consumer takes possession of the property, and ground rent paid in advance by the seller. Due from seller at closing. The amount due from seller at closing is the sum of any excess deposit, closing costs paid at closing by the seller, existing loans, assumed or taken subject to by the consumer, payoff of first mortgage loan, payoff of second mortgage loan, payment of other seller obligations, seller credit, adjustments, and adjustments for items unpaid by seller due to the consumer pursuant to the terms of the real estate sale contract. Excess deposit is the amount of any deposit made by the consumer that has been disbursed to the seller prior to closing. Seller credit is an amount the seller is giving as a general credit not tied to a specific charge on page 2, or is making as an allowance to the consumer for items to purchase separately. The amount of seller credit would include any credits to the consumer as the result of a walkthrough of the property prior to the closing. However, if the amount of a credit is attributable to a charge listed on page 2, then the amount should be listed with the applicable item on page 2 and designated as seller paid at closing or seller paid before closing, as appropriate. The payoff of the first mortgage loan, if any, and second mortgage loan, if any, is listed. Also included is the payoff or satisfaction amounts for any additional seller obligations as separately itemized amounts. Examples of these seller obligations include, but are not limited to, satisfaction of outstanding liens imposed due to federal, state, or local income taxes, real estate property tax liens, judgments against the seller reduced to a lien upon the property, other obligations the seller wishes the settlement agent to pay from the seller's proceeds at closing, and funds to be held by the settlement agent for repairs or the payment of water, fuel, or other utility bills that cannot be prorated between the parties at closing because the amounts used by the seller prior to closing are not yet known at closing. Subsequent disclosure of a revised closing disclosure after the repairs are made or the utility bill is received is optional. Adjustments for items unpaid by seller due to the consumer to be paid by the seller pursuant to the real estate sales contract has two components. First, amounts owed by the seller with the time period associated with the adjustments. Examples include taxes paid in arrears for an entire year when the closing occurs prior to the start of the year, flood or hazard insurance premiums when the consumer is being substituted as an assured under the same policy. Mortgage insurance in connection with an assumed loan. Planned unit development or condominium assessments not yet paid. And ground rent not yet paid by the seller. Second, amounts owed by the seller that are neither disclosed on page 2 nor specifically disclosed as due from seller at closing. Examples of these amounts include utilities used but not paid for by the seller, rent collected in advance by the seller from a tenant for a period of extending beyond the closing date, and interest on loan assumptions. Cash to close due to or from seller. Included under a subheading of calculation is the total due to the seller at closing as a positive number, total due from seller at closing as a negative number. The sum of total due to the seller at closing and total due from seller at closing as a positive number. When the result is a positive number, the amount is cash to seller. When the result is a negative number, the amount is cash from seller. The sum is disclosed as a positive number in either event. Closing disclosure, page 4. Listed in the loan disclosures table is information concerning future assumption of the loan by a subsequent purchaser. Whether the legal obligation contains a demand feature that can require early payment of the loan. The terms of the legal obligation that impose a fee for a late payment, including the amount of time that passes before a fee is imposed, and the amount of such fee or how it is calculated. Whether the regular periodic payments can cause the principal balance of the loan to increase, creating negative amortization. The creditor's policy in relation to partial payments by the consumer. A statement that the consumer is granting a security interest in the property, along with an identification of the property. And information related to any escrow account held by the servicer, or a statement that an escrow account has not been established with a description of estimated property costs during the first year after consummation. When an escrow account is established, include the amount of escrowed property costs over year 1 with a list of the costs that will be paid by the escrow account. The amount of non-escrowed property costs over year 1 with a list of the costs that will not be paid by the escrow account, to the extent there is room to list the costs in the space provided. Initial escrow payment and monthly escrow payment. When an escrow account is not established, disclose the amount of estimated property costs over year 1 and the amount of any escrow waiver fee imposed for waiving the creation of an escrow account with the loan. Property costs include property taxes, homeowner's insurance, charges imposed by a cooperative, condominium, or homeowner's association, ground rent, leasehold payments, and certain insurance premiums or charges if required by the lender. The initial escrow payment is the same amount disclosed as the subtotal of the initial payment at closing on page 2 of the closing disclosure. If the loan is an ARM, the adjustable interest rate table, AIR, will be completed with the index plus margin, initial interest rate, minimum or maximum interest rate, change frequency, limits on interest rate changes. Closing disclosure, page 5. Loan calculations. This section includes the total of payments, the finance charge, the amount financed, the APR, and the total interest percentage, TIP, in the loan calculations table. The APR and TIP amounts are updated from the amounts disclosed on the loan estimate to reflect the terms of the legal obligation at consummation. Included in the other disclosures table is a statement related to the consumer's rights in relation to any appraisal conducted for the property, a statement informing the consumer of consequences of non-payment, what constitutes default, when a creditor can accelerate maturity, and prepayment rebates and penalties pursuant to contract details. A statement of whether state law provides for continued consumer responsibility for any liability after foreclosure. A statement concerning the consumer's ability to refinance the loan. And a statement concerning the extent that interest on the loan can be included as a tax deduction by the consumer. Contact information. The contact information table includes the following information for the lender, the mortgage broker, the consumer's real estate brokerage, the seller's real estate brokerage, and the settlement agent in a columnar format. Name, address, the NMLS, or state license, ID, as applicable, the contact name of an individual, and the NMLS, or state license, ID, email, and phone number. Unused columns may be removed, and columns may be added for additional parties. For example, if there are two real estate brokers representing the seller, a column may be added to identify that party, and a column for a party not involved in the transaction may be deleted. Confirm receipt. The creditor, at its option, may include a line for the signatures of the consumers to confirm receipt. If the creditor includes a signature line to confirm receipt, the creditor must also include a statement that the signature only signifies receipt of the closing disclosure. If the creditor does not include a statement line or the consumer's signature, add a statement to the other disclosures concerning loan acceptance that states, "You do not have to accept this loan because you have received this form or signed a loan application."